This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control, and you are listening to maiden episode of In the News with me, Anvita Bansal, and I'll give you all the latest news from India and around the world. First up, in the Ayodhya case, the Supreme Court has decided to conclude day-to-day hearing of Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute today. We'll also discuss the Supreme Court has agreed to an urgent hearing on the public interest litigation filed in regards to the PMC Bank scam. Also, Bajaj Chetak is all set to make a comeback in the Indian markets after 14 years. The five-judge bench has heard the Ayodhya arguments and has decided to put an end to politically sensitive Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute. The court has also reserved the judgment and will give out the verdict in November. To discuss more on this, I have with me Siddhesh Rath. So Siddhesh, can you please share some inside details of the hearing?
So the five-judge constitution bench, which was headed by the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, they decided that today will be the last day that they're going to hear arguments over this very politically sensitive and controversial case.
Right.
And this is surprising because the actual date for the final hearings for the bench was scheduled for 17th of October. So in fact, they have advanced the deadline for these hearings by one day.
Right.
And they have reserved their judgment on the matter so far. It is expected that we might get a verdict before the November 17th, which is the last day of Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi's tenure as Chief Justice.
Right.
The Constitution bench was very firm on the matter that it's not going to be hearing any more pleas. At one point, it had even rejected one plea from a party that was trying to intervene in the ongoing hearings. And it said that no such kind of interventions are going to take place in this case. Also, given the politically sensitive nature of this case, the Ayodhya administration had also imposed Section 144 in the area up until December 10th.
Right. Thank you so much, Siddhesh, for all that information. Well, now some relief for the distressed depositors of PMC Bank. The Supreme Court has agreed for an urgent hearing on public interest litigation filed in regards to the PMC Bank scam. The hearing is set to take place on October 18. To discuss more on this, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anvita.
So Shraddha, what did the Supreme Court say with regards to PMC Bank scam?
Yeah, so okay, let me give you a little bit of background on the issue first.
Right.
It was on 23rd September that RBI decided to put restrictions on the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank.
Right.
So basically, Reserve Bank decided to run the Urban Cooperative Bank. This affects over 15 lakh customers with the bank.
Okay.
First, the withdrawal limit was capped at 1,000 rupees. Later, it was increased to 10,000 rupees for over 6 months. Now, the limit is rupees 40,000 for 6 months.
Right.
So amid the bank crisis, two PNC Bank customers have died in 2 days in Bombay.
Right.
After which the Supreme Court has agreed for an urgent hearing on the PIL filed in relation to the PMC Bank case. The petitioner's name is identified as Biju Mishra, who has filed the public interest litigation.
Right.
And he is seeking protection for all the affected bank customers. So over 15 lakh bank customers.
Right.
He has also asked for 100% insurance cover on the deposits with the bank. So currently, only rupees 1 lakh per depositors is insured under the DICGC, that is the Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation.
Right.
The finance minister had also assured that she will speak to the RBI governor and brought up the existing framework of the cooperative banks to be possibly discussed in the winter session of the parliament. So this is what we know about the case as of now.
Well, so the finance minister Nirmala Sitharaman, while delivering a lecture at prestigious Columbia University's School of International Public Affairs on October 15, said that Indian public sector banks were in worst phase under Dr. Manmohan Singh and Raghuram Rajan. With what reference did she say that?
So when Ms. Sitharaman said that, it was in a way a response to Raghuram Rajan's warning, so to say, in a recent lecture at Brown University when he said, the fiscal deficit of India conceals a lot.
Right.
So she was arguing that if the public sector banks are ailing, it was the time of Singh and Rajan the problem has been inherited from, calling those years the worst years in those terms. Because she also in a way said that the problems which are which they are solving right now,
right,
were not born overnight.
All right. We just hope that PMC Bank depositors get all their funds back. Thank you, Shraddha, for joining us.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, moving on for some good news in the auto sector, as Bajaj Chetak is all set to make a comeback in the Indian market after 14 years. To discuss more on this, I have with me once again Siddhesh Rao. So Siddhesh, please tell us, why was Chetak so significant in past?
Anvita, the Chetak was a very legendary vehicle when it first released in the 70s. This was because, you have to understand, the market at that point of time was run by the so-called license Raj at that point.
Right.
And there were not many of these products that we kind of enjoy in today's times. You know, the scope for creating all kinds of products like in our open economy today was very limited because the government had a tight leash on what could be produced and consumed in the country.
Right.
In this kind of scenario, you have a company which is producing a two-wheeler vehicle like the Bajaj Chetak, which was very aspirational for the middle class at that time because it was so practical and it was literally the decent middle class person's vehicle in that sense. And the kind of image of a man and his family, you know, sitting on that vehicle and just going to the market is become an iconic image at that point of time.
Right.
And at that time, it was even said that marriages in general would be delayed because they would time it for the pre-ordered Bajaj Chetaks that were there so that they could be offered as dowry.
Right.
And so it created that much of an impact at that point of time. And that's why it's stuck with the public imagination and its several iterations until its last installation about 14 years ago.
So Sudesh, could you please give us key features of this electric vehicle?
This iteration of the Chetak is a lithium-ion battery vehicle. So it's got these NCA cells. And the best part about it is you can charge these vehicles using a standard household amp. Somewhere around between the range of 5 to 15 amps.
Right.
And that will come at a nominal cost. Aside from that, it's also going to be offering two different drive modes. You've got one eco mode and a sport mode and a reverse assist mode as well. There's also a regenerative braking system. And what that does is it converts braking heat into kinetic energy. And that's going to maximize your range on an electric vehicle such as this.
Right.
So these are the kind of preliminary details that have been come out so far.
And what kind of market will Chetak release in, especially after the push for electric vehicles?
So the Chetak, which is scheduled to be released in the Indian markets in January 2020, will be in a slightly diversified market. Diversified in the sense, it will be competing with the likes of, say, an Ather, which has already released its two-wheeler scooters, Okinawa, and 22 Motors. All of them have electric two-wheeler iterations that have been out in the market. And this is also a market which even Rajiv Bajaj has candidly mentioned that they're not trying to make off money with the Chetak. He was also hinting that it's kind of a niche segment as of now. And they're trying to make it as affordable as possible. The government also has been trying to push the electric vehicles for the usage of electric vehicles to come out much more quicker. And it had released the second version of FAME, which is the framework for the faster adoption of hybrid and electric vehicles. So that's like around a 10,000 crore program. And they hope to put in several of electric vehicles, which includes about 7,000 buses, 55,000 two-wheelers, and perhaps an equal or more number of four-wheelers on the roads.
Right, let's see as Chetak makes its comeback. Let's see if it's still as iconic as the earlier one. Thank you so much, Siddhesh, for all that information.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. If you have any queries, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me and Anvita signing off. And for more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you.